Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have returning guests, John Koppel.
Yo!
And Justin Newman.
Hello, everybody.
Are here. And thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
No doubt. No doubt.
And I want to say is our first topic, and Koppel, you helped with this one because you sent a list of the top party schools. That's where we're going to start. And I don't know, did you have a chance to look at them by any chance?
I did. I was questioning the list because I saw BYU was ranked 12th, and I'm like, something wrong with this list. What, the Mormons partying like that? Do they?
I don't know. I know that for every Mormon dude, they get to bang like 15 chicks. It's part of the religion. They got like 15 wives. So I think they gets down. I think it gets down.
That just kind of sounds like college, though. Huh. Like, not my experience at college, but I know people that were getting it like that.
Mm. At BYU, though, like, the girls are all cool with it. They all know about each other.
Is that right, though?
In Mormonism. Listen, yo, I'm not trying to kick some fake knowledge to you, John, okay? You're looking at me like...
All I'm saying is I have experience with this. You have to be careful because my wife used to work with a Mormon colleague. And when I found out he was Mormon and he went to BYU, I was like, yo, that's so fascinating. As soon as I said that, he was like, fuck. He was not happy with where it was going. And I asked him about multiple wives and shit. He was furious.
Like, was he?
He didn't like it.
I thought that's what we learned in school and shit, that they just have like mad wives. I heard in Salt Lake City, Utah, or wherever they live, they have houses with like finished basements. So the basement has like, you know, a kitchen and a bathroom. All the wives live down there except the one you're fucking that night. She lives up in the real house.
Yeah, and the sister wives hang out.
Is that real?
That just sounds
well,
like
apparently that's
too much fucking work, man. That's too much work. Oh, come definitely. On, man. Like just oh, one, come on. One lady in the house is a lot of damn work.
True.
Now you well, got apparently- four or five?
Apparently, they don't all do that.
Somebody always on a period? Like, what the fuck? You ain't got no weeks with no period.
They synchronize. They synchronize.
Yeah, it's science.
Just kidding. I don't know if they do. They synchronize. I heard that before, yeah.
Some girls really do. Like, I've synchronized with friends. Like, I have seen that if you're really close, because energy affects energy, you do sync up a lot.
I don't think you sync up when you get in the same dick, though. I don't think that's.
I don't know. I would never do that.
You don't want them
you
to sync up.
You can't be sharing dick and sync up at the same time. Like that's not good for anybody. Now he's just angry. Like, oh, all y'all bitches on y'all period. Okay. All right. Guess we got to bring another sister wife in here, and the cycle continues.
Yeah, I think it gets expensive too. I think you're supposed to have enough money to pay for all them bitches in your basement. Like you're allowed if you can pay for them. I think that's
a really
part of the
romantic
deal.
Way of talking.
When you call
about
bitches
it.
In the basement,
it does sound. Like, man, my bitches in the basement. I think some of them talk like that.
You have to
that.
Be Mormon for that. But
I think DMX had a song called "Bitches in the Basement."
How'd it go?
Bitches in the basement. Get at me, dog.
That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
I'm going to add that to my playlist.
I'm not gonna lie to
it's
you.
A banger. My alma mater is number 4, Tulane.
Really?
Yeah.
I was surprised that University of Maryland wasn't on there, my alma mater. I didn't see it, and I thought it was a party school. It seemed like it when I went there. But,
Miami
yeah.
of Ohio, come on, is 11, and then Alabama, the real Miami is like 30.
Hmm.
UPenn,
Maine.
Come on.
How's Maine 22?
What's UPenn? What number?
UPenn is 49, but still, it made the list.
No, somebody dies at UPenn like every year.
Is that asphyxiation. What makes it a party
like, school? One, like, yeah, one person?
That's just because it's Philly.
How many people die at a real party school each year?
Oh, Tulane, like hundreds.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember my first couple of weeks
Ivy
at
League,
school.
You got one death.
Ambulances
year.
Were there all the time, just people having their stomachs pumped. It was a regular thing, just ambulances pulling up to the dorms in the middle of the night.
I know
like,
this is bullshit because my school is not on here. University of Phoenix should be, you know, it was online, so... But it should be on this
but
fucking
we get
list
because
we was getting it in. I mean, I was.
I got fucked up. So all I know is online.
Shit.
And I knew there was other people at their house getting fucked up too.
Exactly. I was getting fucked up while in school.
Speaking of wild parties, CG and I have been watching Euphoria. I know you haven't watched it at all, right?
Kate's John? Pointing at me.
Sorry.
She forgot my name. Yeah, I haven't
I didn't
watched
do that.
It. But whenever I see commercials for it, I get mad at it because it's geared to people younger than me, and I resent that.
I did it first, too. You have seen
I
some.
I saw a little bit.
Right, Newman?
I saw the one episode where the transgender chick was messing with somebody's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
That's an intense
that
scene.
Was horrible.
Yeah, I was like, what is this? And I think I stopped watching it.
That's why you stopped
it
watching
it. Fucked me up. I was like, this shit is too real. Like, this is some scary shit.
Yo.
I can't believe how much I like it now. I was really resenting it for a while. But I have to say, one of the things... I don't know if I like this or not, but it's shocking. They have a lot of soft penis shots.
They do. There's
like
soft,
a ton.
Yeah, there's soft dicks all over the place in that show. I think it's hilarious. I think whoever shoots
funny,
it knows their soft dicks are hilarious. Just like popping them in there, whatever. And so they like to do that to the audience. I think it's fucking hilarious. I crack up every time they do
it's
it.
Like, we're going to need you to... how comfortable are you with... with shooting with the soft dick. It's like, how much am I getting paid?
Would you, if HBO offered you a part, but you had to have, you had to show soft penis, would you do it for the right amount
of
money?
I have no problem doing it.
If I thought artistically, you know, that it really was adding to the scene, yeah, I'd take my soft dick out right now.
I wouldn't do it if Justin was in the scene.
Just give, as long
no,
as
no, I'd much rather be in a full erection scene than a soft penis scene.
Yeah, a lot
my
of
full
pressure,
erection
though.
I'm cool with, but my soft penis, I don't know, man.
I mean, it shows the confidence. You could have a soft dick with big dick energy, you know? You just walk with your legs wide, like.
You can also some of the dicks are soft dick chubby. They're not just soft. I feel like sometimes they fluff them a bit. Yeah. So it looks soft, but it's not totally soft.
It's like right after, like, I'm going to do this right after. All right. So I'm about to.
They
I'm
tussle about, themselves yeah, a little bit.
I'm about to jerk this off. Nobody look me in my eyes.
after sex, mine looks cool for like an hour.
I got to say.
I walk around naked because of that. Actually,
it's like lifting weights, man. You know, you look a little swole after
that's
you get a workout
in.
When I look at my wang, I never know what I'm gonna get. Like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, dude, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, no, that's not, I'm not into or you know, happy with that. But like, you never know, you never know. I'm like, well, my dick has so much range.
Yeah, for real. I'm in there with you. I don't know if Jimmy has the same problem, but. But
I mean,
I'm there with you.
Do you have a range, or is your ween always huge?
It's
it goes
pretty
from
it's
huge to
it's,
ginormous.
It's nice. I don't ever have a problem. I'm always happy with myself. If I walk by a mirror naked, I'm just like, yeah, that's you. Look at you. Look at you go.
That sounds like heaven, dude. I wish just for
God didn't bless me with height, but He blessed me with length and girth. So thank you. I'll take that.
Girth. I always wonder what women think about girth.
Girth is great, unless it's like short with girth. If it's really short with girth, it somewhat makes up, but like, you know.
If it's like one of those little Sprite cans, you know, like the half a Sprite can, it's not good.
That's fucking
you need to at least have a full
spray. I mean, to each his own. I think if someone can work it and they have the right vagina to fit with it, what'd you say?
A full spray can.
Sorry. Stay still.
If you can. Okay. You're a mover, so I don't really want to get in your way. When I used
I don't
to
want
teach,
no swooshing in the microphone because I'm sliding back and forth.
Exactly.
All right.
When I taught elementary school years ago, it was like just a bunch of kids who couldn't sit still, and I felt terrible for even asking them to, because it's like going against little their kid nature. Like when you have first graders and you're like telling them to sit still, you're like, I'm the asshole here, not these kids.
I felt like when you just told me you were the asshole.
I feel like an asshole. Sorry.
I never understood that shit. Like when you were in church and they're like, sit still. It's like, I've been sitting still for 20 minutes. This is all I got. I'm done.
Yeah, you should have like bikes. They should have stationary bikes at church so you can bike while you do a sermon.
You tripping. Jesus, don't play that shit, Kate.
Bicycles and Jesus.
Yo, black church looks, whenever I see it on TV and movies, I'm like, I wish that that was the church I had to go to with my in-laws. Because when I go to their white Catholic church, like, dude, 10 minutes feels like a month. Like,
nah,
it's terrible.
Like, it's like, so white church to me is like people who are serious, right? And it's like, okay, it's like yoga. It's like beginner's yoga and everybody's all serious, right? And then black church is like Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like people up and dancing. Somebody might be doing backflips up and down the aisles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to get the Holy Ghost and, you know, mom, there's a mom of the church, Mom Baker, that made, you know, and then you know you're going to go downstairs and eat some good food. Like, I don't even know if they have good food. Do they have food at the white churches?
No. White church, yeah. They got
at church?
I don't
know. Like right after the sermon?
Sugar-free Crystal Light.
At synagogue, they had snacks.
No, they got the most ghetto. Somebody homeschool mom brought in sugar-free Crystal Light and, like, raisins.
And I have some.
She's like, come on down, you guys. We're going to pay Jesus the fun way.
I feel like white people put raisins in all types of food it's not supposed to be in.
White people who
like
go
why
to
is there raisins and potato salad? That ain't supposed. That
when
is not
people
a
are
damn
like,
thing.
Do you want chocolate chip cookies or like raisin oatmeal cookies? I'm like, are you really fucking asking?
She said, "Yo,
no, I'd rather not have a rape meal cookie. Thank you very much.
What's in that cookie, sir?
That's rape meal. Pure 100% rape meal."
Those Bill Cosby cookies.
You want Cosby
cookies? I meant to say raisin oatmeal, and I combined, and it said raisin.
That was awesome. I'm glad that happened.
Raisin oatmeal is not a cookie. That's just...
You were first grade teacher?
That's true.
No, I was... So I'm an art teacher. Right. So I was an elementary school art teacher, so I had first through fifth. But then most of my art teaching career, I've been a middle school art teacher, and I'm teaching again. I'm not going to say where. Part-time. And it's been an experience, you know, like when the kids talk over me, it legit hurts my feelings. Like I forgot how much I get wounded. Like, I'm like, this is rude. You know, like, I'm like, I'm talking and I say OMG a lot. And I can tell that I can't help. I'm just like, OMG. If someone's like, I hear them say something crazy, you know, I just go,
middle
OMG.
School, you hear a lot of crazy
like,
shit.
Like, what do they say?
Well, I don't want to be like a snitch or anything, but like I'll just hear some admissions when they think I'm not listening. I'll walk just, by.
What? Like this, you can just say their name and then the first initial of their last name, but what do they say?
That's not a snitch.
I can't stand this
bitch. I don't
know.
You could just, you know, if someone's talking and they're cursing and they're saying something about who they like and they're being a little descriptive or whatever, and I walk by and I hear it, you know, but like, I don't know. I don't mind that. I just mind when they're rude.
I can't stand Miss Wolf. This bitch think she gonna teach us how to draw. She can't even fucking draw.
Weren't they saying? What? Weren't they saying you had ass? Weren't they saying you had ass the other day?
Okay, you need to calm down. Someone made a comment.
I got overexcited.
It sounded like someone made a comment as I walked in. I couldn't be sure, and I just looked, and they like acted like they didn't. So maybe they didn't, but I thought I experienced that.
Nice.
But
yeah, middle school. No. In middle school, you definitely experienced that.
Yeah,
the boys is like, yeah, I'm a, yeah. Would you? Yeah, I would. Yeah.
It's been a new experience, but I am happy. I'm happy to be there. And it's cool that it's part time because it leaves me energy for healings and comedy. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely been a shift.
good for you for teaching, because honestly, I couldn't imagine anything more difficult. Me doing my homework with my first grader brings out the fucking worst in me.
Oh, yeah.
I become a monster. When I go through the sight words or the pop words, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
Okay. So the word F-I-N-D, all right? Every time my kid says it, sees it, she goes, "Find?" And I am like, don't you,
you're like
now,
shit.
And now it gets to the point when I point to him like, and don't you say Finn, don't even, and then she says Finn. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going
on? Use it in a sentence. Use Finn in the sentence.
Dude, I turn into like Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction. I'm like, say Finn again, motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like, if Johnny had 3 apples and he ate 2, how many does he have left? 2? Now, if Johnny ate 3, he had 3 motherfucking apples, right? And he ate 2 motherfucking apples. How many got left? 2. Just, you dumb motherfucker.
No, it's hard. It's hard, like, having a bunch of students and trying to get them to care. Even with art, I think art is a cooler subject in the sense of they get to work a lot of the time. They don't have to just listen to me talk. But when I do talk for about 5 to 10 minutes in the beginning of class, I try to teach them about an artist and a concept. I really am into art movements because they reflect what was going on in society. So I do love teaching it. And honestly, a lot of the students have been creating some really beautiful stuff. So that does make me very happy. It's just when I try to talk and they all act like I'm not talking, it makes me feel like I'm in high school. And I'm like the biggest loser, you know? And I'm like, it hurts. And I know I'm an adult, but, and I'm not supposed to take it personally, but that's the toughest part is when they're looking at me like, who's this bitch? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Remember middle school, it was like about not fucking care. It was like,
yeah.
Do you think that you as a performer, it offends you more? Cause like, dude, I know how to entertain and be captivated.
I'm like, where's the bouncer here? Yeah.
You think you can do better? You think you can do better? Why don't you get up here and teach the classes?
That's a patented line. They always used to use that back in the day.
Yeah.
There's the one smart ass kid. There's the one smart ass kid that gets up like, yes, I think I will teach this fucking class.
And then he's like, no, no, it's getting out of hand.
We going to draw dicks today, y'all. Soft dicks.
Lots of range.
Let's move on to COVID.
What's going on with COVID? Did you hear about that fucking Warhol painting that's about to sell?
No.
The Marilyn Monroe one?
How much is it selling for?
They estimated for sale for $200 fucking million.
Wow.
What? Is it good? I don't really like Warhol.
It's like
stuff
the one where Marilyn Monroe's got like really bright yellow hair and like pink on her lips.
It's the iconic one.
Yeah.
It's one of the most
famous. $200 million.
Who the hell is buying a painting for $200 million?
Well, I don't know. Some motherfucker who walking around with a soft dick and got bitches in his basement.
Yeah, probably Mitt Romney.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I don't like that motherfucker.
They're making a new Marilyn Monroe movie that on Netflix, and it's going to be NC-17.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that shit.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
I mean, they're just like portraying American icons just getting railed, I guess. I don't know why.
People are horny.
After the pandemic, yeah, fucking right. People are horny. People ain't been outside for 2 fucking years.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's why I think, because Euphoria is a shocking show. There are some scenes that are a bit much for me, so I don't like the whole thing necessarily. But on a whole, I do really like it. It's very shocking. Sometimes I just feel like it's the same with another show we watch, American Gods. Sometimes they just show shocking scenes. Like, even like the way they show in that one, the dead people's bodies. Like, sometimes I just feel like shows are trying to just shock you, and it doesn't mean it's good. Sometimes it works, and sometimes I'm like, that was unnecessary.
I think people have run out of ideas for movies, and they're just like, let's fuck these motherfuckers' heads up. Like,
that's the soft penises. That's what they're doing.
Let's show these motherfuckers what real life is like. Soft dicks out there.
I mean, I don't mind, I guess, soft dicks. Sometimes I'm like, was that necessary? Like, I'm glad that there's more equality now. It's not just tits and vag. We've got soft peen in the mix. The equality part.
I'm not that glad about that, but Like, yeah. I kind of think that things were better before.
Stop.
But I do think it's funny as fuck when a producer decides to throw that shit in.
She's I mean, I somewhat appreciate it.
The actor's just like, yeah, yeah, I'll go with it. Your vision. It's your vision.
We watched Righteous Gemstones, the wife and I, and like there was a lot of soft penis in the first couple episodes.
Really?
There
she
was.
She wasn't loving it. It's like it's a lot of. Shocking. I mean, it's not attractive men.
No,
you know, it's not the type of show that I would hesitate to put on because we might see more penis. Like, I'm coming out of it fine.
Okay, let's talk about COVID. I don't even really know what's going on. I know that I still have to wear a mask at my work. How are you guys experiencing it? Because I know different places, certain places are really loose now. Other places, you still have to wear a mask.
I work from home, so I don't fucking know.
I think people stopped getting COVID tests because they found out it's just been enough is enough. Kids stop getting them. Parents stop giving them to the kids. Parents stop taking them because nobody wants to quarantine for 2 weeks. I think it's just everywhere now. I think it's just floating around everywhere now.
Yeah, I think everybody's just like, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll follow the rules if you tell me to, but I'm over it, man. I'll follow the rules. I ain't gonna be the crazy motherfucker like, you're infringing on my rights. I'm like, oh, I need to wear a mask here. Sure, I'll put it on.
Right,
like,
right.
But I'm like, fuck, man. I don't fucking care anymore. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was my first week back in the office, and I work in the city, so I took the train to work. And my first day taking the train in, I was the dickhead on the train. After I'd been on for like 15 minutes. Somebody was like, you know, you need to put your mask on. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I looked around. It's like, oh, everybody in here is wearing a mask.
Oh, the train.
I am an asshole.
The train's a big
the
mask.
You have to wear. Yeah. Or the train
trains and planes, you got to wear them.
So, but not in my office in the city. There's a lot more people than in the suburbs that are wearing the masks all the time. But
it's
I'm with
suffocating.
You. Like, people that, if you're healthy and if you've been vaccinated, everyone's more afraid of the protocols than they are of the virus. I'm afraid of having to be at home for a week, week and a half than I am, like, getting COVID. Nobody's scared of COVID.
I didn't get three shots because I'm like, yo, I'm down with this shit and this is what I'm doing and I'm preaching my shit and you need to fucking get your shot. I'm like, nah, I want to open up outside again. So if you need me to get another shot, yeah, I'm down. Yeah. Like, can we just go back outside?
Yeah.
I'll take another shot. Shit. I even got my daughter got vaccinated. Like, because her uncle got married in the city and she wouldn't have been able to go into the hotel because it was like five and up had to be vaccinated in the city at the time.
Wow.
She wouldn't have been vaccinated otherwise?
She probably would have.
My kids were psyched to get vaccinated.
We were definitely. It was like, yo, we ain't going to be, our kid's not going to be the first one to get vaccinated. Let's see what happened to these other kids. And then.
See what happens to these white kids.
Yeah, let's see what happened to these other kids. See what happened to these white kids.
Developing tumors first.
See what these white kids get super hyper or some shit. Yeah. Then,
no, my kids were like, Rachel Maddow said I should get vaccinated. Liberal ass kids couldn't wait.
Don Lemon said we should get vaccinated, Dad. You don't even know how to say find. Talking about vaccinations.
You go find yourself a vaccination.
Find that shit somewhere on TV and then we'll go get vaccinated.
Go find me the remote. I don't want to watch your MSNBC bullshit anymore.
Find me something that's been peer reviewed in a scientific magazine.
Everyone in my office is miserable to be back, by the way. Everyone that I see is people I haven't seen in like 2 years. Like, hey, Dave, how's it going? It's like, ugh. Nobody even pretends to be happy.
Gained 70 pounds. My wife left me. How you doing, John?
Well, I mean, so now it's just you work an extra 2 hours a day because you got to take the train in an hour and take train home an hour?
Yeah. I mean, I'm working less. I was working long hours before, so I don't know. It's
actually
kinda
more
nice.
Productive if you work at home.
I'm way more productive.
And
I work my ass off.
My job's like, yeah, y'all not coming back. They're like, we'll bring you in like four times a year. Like, stay your ass at home. I'm like, all right.
You down with that?
I was like, it's like a give and take. Like, I see the same shit all the time. And I'm like, shit, man. Like, what's going on outside?
I'm in a casino
or a strip club. I'm like, is it 4 o'clock or 9 o'clock? Is it raining or what the fuck season is it? And then I'm like, oh, shit, I got to go pick up the kids. So I have no idea what happens.
Yeah, like I need to go out and do some shit sometimes. Like, I think if I'm like, this is where I chill and I play video games and I stuff my face and sleep at home. Like, I couldn't mix work into that. I have to leave the home to do anywhere, anything productive.
I can do both. Like, it is nice having to get up and go somewhere, although it's also, I hate waking up super early, but still, I like being productive. But then I do healings over FaceTime and stuff. I like both. But I know you have to, like, get up and get out.
Working outside of the house is good for your hygiene, too. I will say that. It's good for your hygiene. I'm like, is that my balls I smell right now? Damn, did I brush my teeth today? I gotta think about the shit. Like, did I brush my teeth? I think you did. You know what? Just go brush your teeth, man.
No, shaving all the time now?
Does do shit like, yeah. Being around people does do shit like that, definitely. Yeah,
I've been wearing these sweatpants for probably 6 days now. I probably should change these.
Exactly. Also, gas prices. I think they've come down a little bit around here, but they've skyrocketed. They've skyrocketed with everything. It's pretty nuts. I'm so tired from teaching.
Kate just started teaching this week. Energy levels.
No, not the tooth. It was
last week. Last energy week. Levels are low at the moment, but we're going to pull this shit together.
I'm so tired.
I felt like I looked at them, like I felt like I said something and there should have been another sentence added to it, and I had nothing.
I'm so excited.
I'm like, gas prices are high.
No, I'm so scared.
No,
are we talking gas prices?
It's the lightning.
Any thoughts
in this
on gas
too.
Prices?
Yeah, man, gas prices are high.
You guys well,
suck.
Cool. The topics that hit hard, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit.
Shit's getting high.
Is the next guest like an economist or something? Are
we
gonna
just like, we got nobody else. It's just us.
We've got John Koppel and Justin Newman here to talk about inflation. Take it, boys.
I mean, this conflict with Russia is certainly going to impact things, and hopefully, you know, we can get, you know, more drilling.
I'm glad we don't do a real podcast like that.
Do any of you have thoughts on how we can have peace in Ukraine before we move on to the next topic?
I don't know how that shit's like. This shit is real. Like, this shit is like 1980s Bloods and Crips shit going on now. Like, these motherfuckers are trying to kill each other. They hate, like, it's so sad. I don't even want to watch the news. I'm just like,
yeah, it's awful.
Fuck, man. Like, can we not talk about that shit?
Dude, they are coming after civilians, like, and not just casually. It's not like what has happened with other conflicts where it's like we're trying to attack where we think they're storing weapons. It's like, no, we're going to try to hit that school, that maternity ward, you know, this, and just because civilians are there. It's fucking crazy. I mean,
it's awful.
You know what's crazy? When this motherfucker's like, yo, let's fuck up Chernobyl again. Like, yo, this motherfucker is really crazy. Like, let's fuck
Putin's
that shit.
I can't believe nobody's taking him out yet.
Like, that shit didn't even, that shit's not even fully, like Chernobyl ain't even, like, back to where it was. And he's like, let's go fuck it. Let's go fucking cut off the power over there and fuck.
I'm going to say it. You're a piece of shit, Putin.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Putin. So
fuck you, Putin.
Oh, Putin Tang.
Oh.
What?
Did you just make that up, did you?
Yeah, Putin Tang.
That is fucking amazing. I thought you definitely saw that in a video.
How
or something.
Are you not famous?
Yeah, dude, this is ridiculous. That Newman's not famous yet.
Dude, you need to march you with your sweaty balls and your old sweatpants to Hollywood.
Work in my house. I go to synagogue. You know, I'm being colonized, guys. My spirit is being colonized.
Oh, no. Another... Mrs. Weldon would be so upset.
Nah, it's still here. Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you think that Russia is going to attack our critical infrastructure? Like they're saying,
they're
start
trying
hitting,
to.
Well, clearly, but whether it'll work, our hospitals and our, you know, our energy grids are.
Man, you see how tough Biden is, man? I'm fucking scared, man. Biden's that motherfucking. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm a little nervous.
I was like, are we talking about
the same
Biden?
You thought I was serious? Nah.
At first, like, you were pumping me up a little bit. I was like, yeah, he is.
Yeah, nah, fuck that. Fuck
but
that.
But the way you did it just made me hype, so.
They better have Kamala go out there and do some shit.
Yeah.
A black woman. We need to stop fucking around, Putin. You know what we going to do to you? Like an angry baby mom. Like, she'll do some shit.
Get shit done.
Yeah, it's a disaster. Something needs to be done.
Definitely.
I need to get a She-Ra costume and fly to the Ukraine.
And do some dope ass comedy.
Do some dope ass comedy.
Who wants to hear some dope ass comedy? Ukraine, yeah.
You got Kiev in the house, Kiev. Anybody from Kiev? Yeah, yeah.
I need to go. I don't know. Like, I don't really, I'm not really trying to go to Ukraine, but something needs to be done. I wish I had like real assassination skills so I could get there and take out Putin. I wish I had that ability. I would feel 0% bad. If
you
were
willing to seduce more people for the wrong reasons, then you could do a lot.
Really? You think?
Willing to. I always tell you to seduce people.
I think that's the premise of being a female assassin. Siege got it right. You got to be.
You got to start doing shit like that. Like, you get to get us discounts at places, you got to start doing shit like that. I'm always trying to tell her, you know, she's got to seduce more people. She doesn't have to actually have sex with
no.
me.
Yeah. But like maybe a hand job.
Like as close as you can get, but you don't actually have to have sex with them. And then, you know, you get shit done now.
Make them feel fluffed.
But she ain't into it.
No, but I feel I don't like you think could, it's a good way to live.
You could make a huge difference if you did that. And
in the world and in the war.
Your country needs you, Kate.
I mean, I'll think about, you want me to seduce Putin and then kill him? I mean, we're giving away our plan, so.
I mean,
I don't think he listens to Invasion of Privacy, so I think
maybe
we're
you
safe.
Can seduce.
I think
him.
He listens to the invasion part. I don't know about the privacy.
Oh snap!
Good one.
Now I have to bring this up: is that Koppel's been watching Cold War movies? Correct.
No, not really. My whole life I've been watching Cold War movies. I mean, that was the 80s. There was stuff, but I was.
The real story is Koppel said that maybe we should talk about Cold War movies because of both Ukraine and the Oscars. It's
the
a double
Oscars are Sunday.
Topic.
Okay. Well, also, right. yeah.
so yeah. I was like,
it's crazy that years ago they were doing drills here for the Cold War, right? And then, like, it almost like disappeared, kind of, and here it is back where. Are we going to get into a war with Russia to back Ukraine? We don't know.
When we were kids, we thought we were going to be throwing down with Russians. Like, I was like, there is a 7-year-old version of me in Moscow, and when I see him, I'm going to bust him up.
And he's a piece of shit, but he's strong as fuck, because in all those movies, the Russian's strong as fuck. So, yeah. Like, you know you're going to have a scrap.
And they were going to be mad tall, right? They was all going to be like 6'8", 6'9". Like,
very Aryan looking.
Yeah, like the Rocky movie. Like Rocky, when he went to...
And they're mean. And they're disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And they might beat you up, too. Like, they might win.
You know, I was...
Even though you're nice.
I was scared as hell of the Russians, because that Russian came over here, was not scared of Apollo's Creed black ass, and killed that motherfucker in the ring. I was like, oh, these Russians...
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, they have no fear. No fear.
Yeah. So my
was
the baddest brother in America.
He was the baddest brother in America. He came over and whooped his ass. He was like, Rock, don't throw in the towel. Rocky was like, yo, listen, this Russian motherfucker is beating your ass. He was like, I got him. I'm just playing. He was like, fuck, man. And then that's why I knew that movie was fucking fake. Cause then little ass Rocky go over there and beat the fucking Russian after he killed the black guy who whooped his ass.
Yeah.
Well, after he scaled a mountain,
scared
just
the shit
in his sneakers.
But, yeah, Russians scared me, though. They scared the fuck out of me.
Dude, I don't think that Apollo should have fought after doing like a 10-minute dance number with James Brown. I think that
that was kind of bad strategy.
Yeah, it was bad strategy. Rocky IV is probably my
like
favorite.
Like, that just makes you feel like a pussy before you go into the fight, like a little bit.
The dance number was awesome.
Awesome.
No. I enjoyed it.
I mean, for 84?
86, probably.
I knew he's going to fuck with me on a year, even though I was only 2 years off.
80-something.
It was goddamn 30 years ago he fucked with me about the year.
Yo, Rocky ended the Cold War with that one.
Did.
That's probably my favorite,
Cold War movie. Do you know the speech at the end?
Well,
if I could change... You can change. Everybody can fucking change.
They were like, yeah. That shit
in here.
That is the least moving speech I ever seen in any movie. That was like, so.
What this selfly motherfucker just say? I didn't understand him or the Russian motherfucker.
But then they're like, no, Russians, yeah, cheer for him. Like, that was great. They're like, the Russians are cheering for Rocky. That was awesome when that happened.
That made no sense.
That's what ended the Cold War.
They were just like, this American has balls. Yeah. And they just started cheering for him in the audience. Yeah, that was good shit.
The Rocky movie, and then when we beat those motherfuckers in hockey, it was over.
And Miracle was another great movie. Yeah.
Never saw the movie, but I know what happened.
That's the only way I know what happened, because I saw that. The movie came out like 20 years later. But I do know that we won.
I think they should just make Putin and Zelensky fight, like a one-on-one.
Elon Musk said that he wanted to fight Putin.
That's awesome.
Did you see that? He said something about
combat.
Does
Elon Musk do like MMA or anything? Like, probably. In his spare time?
It would be so funny if Putin was like, yeah,
let's do that. If I had $239 billion, I'd be doing all the fucking
karate. That's what I'm
shit.
Saying. You never know what his hobby is. Like, he could be doing MMA and shit at one of those special clubs. Like, he may think he really can whoop some ass. And maybe he can really whoop some ass.
How much would the pay-per-view make if Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin were to face each other?
Now, who do you think win, though?
I think Putin. Well, Putin's a lot older.
Yeah, listen, Putin's like 70-something years old, man.
He's ex-KGB. He was such a badass.
Yeah, well.
I don't like Putin.
Whoa.
He would fuck some shit up in a fight.
I think he would.
Putin got some confidence, man. He's got some confidence. I feel like he's got a huge soft dick.
You see him riding around.
Why would you give that
horse
to him?
I'm just saying.
Even if he does.
You have to have balls like that to defy the whole world. He's a hated individual, and he'll probably get poisoned or something.
That's why he don't see nobody. He's scared to death to be around people. He started firing motherfuckers left and right. This motherfucker is scared to death.
He knows.
Oh,
well,
I didn't
people
know about
have
all
put
that
up.
Shit.
What do you call it when you give a reward? Like if you
bounty, or what is it?
Bounties.
Yeah, bounty.
Yeah, I think there was like a Russian businessman has offered $1 million to whoever kills Putin.
Yeah, but didn't somebody kill that Russian businessman?
Oh, did
after
they?
That happened? No, I made that up, but I'm saying, geez. Like,
sounds right.
After somebody says that shit, I feel like Putin's allowed to kill anyone in the country.
I think he that guy makes the I think rules. That guy's already out. I think he's Russian.
Oh,
but
he
I think
bolted
maybe
and
he
then he offered the dough.
Yeah,
it still sounds like he should watch his back.
Yeah, Putin on his ass. Putin is
risky.
On his
he
ass.
Doesn't, Putin doesn't have a jurisdiction. He's like Batman.
You,
he'll go anywhere.
Yeah. When you tell like your army guys to do stuff and then one of them doesn't do stuff, so you tell the rest of your army guys to kill that dude, everybody pretty much has to do what they're told.
Damn right.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hmm. All right, we're moving on to the 94th Academy Awards, the Oscars.
Dude, I was wondering if we have any comedy topics. Just kidding, Jamie. Just kidding. This is dope. Let's do it.
This Oscars was Koppel's topic, so that was very rude. Not
oh shit, my bad, Koppel.
To me, but to one of your
shit.
Best
all
friends.
These things are half baked ideas. It's on Kate if she gotcha. Decides to go with them.
Yeah, but I think it's a great topic, and I don't have the energy levels to fight you on it. So,
how
does it feel
good shit. Good
to
shit.
Attack someone with low energy levels? CG?
It actually feels horrible when you say it like that.
It's spring.
I didn't realize how bad it was going
to
be.
This is me trying to bring the heat today. Okay. It's basically trying to stay out of a coma.
I haven't heard enough curse words from you, Kate. Your energy
See?
Is fucking low. That shit is low.
See, look at my will slowly disappearing. Anyway, the 94th Academy Awards is happening. I don't give a shit about it. Not even a little bit of a shit. I don't care who's wearing what. I do not care. That's my take.
I don't care until I see it, and then I'm like, wow.
I have no idea. Dazzling.
I do want to see one of the movies.
The red carpet is the best fucking part of the shit, in my opinion.
If they really bring it, I want to see some cool outfits. Some of the outfits, they try to be unique, and it just looks ugly. I want to see some hot pieces of ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, besides that, well, y'all know I'm black, so Oscars don't mean shit to me because ain't no black people in this shit any fucking way.
Boo to the Oscars.
I bet Will Smith will win Best Actor.
I bet.
For what?
What you want to bet? Soft dick picture?
What, we're going to send each other?
You're going to have to take a soft dick picture and send it to me if you lose. And I get to do with it what I want.
No thanks.
It's a win-win for me either way. I don't care what you
do. Can deny that it's yours, Coppel, when if he puts it out. You can at least, like, it's not your face.
No, you have to have his face in it. Oh, your face. It's got to be a full naked body picture.
Fuck it, let's do it. I believe in Will Smith.
It can be knees.
No, but I'll be surprised.
Can I just grab the Philly corner so I get Will Smith and Bradley Cooper?
I'd be surprised. Like, I have no idea what fucking movies are even up for Oscars.
They were saying
Nightmare Alley looks like I want to watch it. That was listed. I do want to watch that.
Yeah, they were saying movies I never heard of any of them.
And I heard of King Richard, but I ain't seen that shit.
It's really good.
Yeah, that's the only one I heard of. I ain't seen. I mean, Belfast. I've seen all the fucking commercials for all this shit.
If the Oscars were a couple years later, I would have seen most of the movies because I do like Oscar bait type of movies, but I'm not that quick to see them. Yeah. You know, because I don't go to the movies and whatever. I'm not looking to buy them.
I just feel like the Oscars is some bullshit, man.
Yeah, I'm just not into it.
Over the last couple of years, it's like, you're not even that, like, they were some good actors back in the day, right? Nowadays, it's like, oh, y'all motherfuckers is just like, first of all, y'all doing movies on fucking Apple TV, Netflix. Shit ain't even going like to fucking theater. And you getting a fucking Oscar for this shit? Like, come on, man. This shit's bullshit.
Is that the Oscars? I guess I never watch it. Is that shit's big now? There's like Netflix,
all the streaming
movies on
Netflix.
The...
Yeah,
oh, no. They make movies networks that go right on Netflix that are being nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, Jesus.
But the mid-level movies don't go to the theaters anymore. It's all indie movies, independent movies, and the huge, massive superhero movies, because the movies that we grew up with, starring Steve Martin and John Candy and Kevin Costner,
and another white guy.
Anymore.
Say another white
They're
guy, John.
Going, but that's what we're white guy. With. Don't blame
There's
me.
Some black people in the fucking movies back in the day.
Eddie Murphy.
Sidney Poitier.
Oh, he didn't grow up in the 60s.
God damn. He went back.
I had to. That's the only one we got.
The first one.
Denzel.
I'm saying it's not the actor's fault that they don't make those mid-level movies anymore.
No, they make a bunch of...
But they go straight to Netflix.
The Oscars are Snoreville Nation Station. Now, next question. Also from Coppel. I suddenly get energy when I'm bitchy. It's like I pull from somewhere.
She does. It's the reserve.
If I'm allowed to be a cunt,
it's the queen dragon coming out of it.
It's the reserve tank.
So, if you were stuck on a desert island with all of one actor's movies, who would you choose? Who would be the last actor you'd ever choose? This is once again a John Coppel question.
Fuck.
Thank you.
I would have taken my ideas more seriously if I knew that you were going to put me on the spot like that.
Yeah, yeah. She's assigned, and usually she just like puts them on the list, but she doesn't say who's they were.
That's fine. Let's start with the one actor I would choose. I'm going to do an actor and an actress. I would choose all of Tom Hanks' movies. Huge fan.
Too easy.
Okay.
It's a layup.
Okay, but Jennifer Lawrence would be the girl.
Okay.
And she's just, I think she's great. She's a hottie. She seems fun. I just can watch her.
All right.
Into her. Also, no, I'll be done for now.
Anybody want to take the next one? I can go next.
Your turn.
So for me, surprise, it's not going to be a black guy. I'm not going Eddie Murphy. Definitely not going Bill Cosby. But this motherfucker right here got range. From Christmas to gangster movies, I'm going with Joe Pesci, man, because I got that's a lot to fucking watch. I got all the Lethal Weapon movies because he was in the Lethal Weapon movies.
Not the first one.
Well, the second one. Yeah. Even the first one was kind of bullshit anyway.
First one was the shit.
It was amazing. But I'm just trying to make my case here.
All right. No, you're doing great.
So Pesci, you got the Lethal Weapon movies. You got Home Alone. One I still got two. The Christmas movies. You know, I got gangster movies. I got comedy. I got everything I can ask for. I got action, comedy, like drama, like
got Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. I got fucking Casino. I got fucking Goodfellas. Oh. I got all the shit.
You got great shit.
That's a good call, man.
And for a lady,
my cousin Vinny.
I think I'm gonna go. Yeah, my cousin Vinny. Ooh. Like it's a classic right there. And for a lady, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to think about that. Come back to me on that.
Okay. All right. You know, the sad thing about this subject is that Tom Hanks probably is the best answer. And because it really does come down to the people that have the first look at the best scripts, Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio, their filmographies are fucking incredible. So to go with a non-obvious answer, and it's still pretty A-list, I think I might say Michael Keaton is a below-the-radar great one. You know, you got Beetlejuice, you got Batman, you got Spotlight, you got
Multiplicity,
Birdman, The Founder, Gung Ho, all those old fuckers. Like, yeah, he's got a great filmography, and I like that
filmography. Dude, I'm learning shit. I would have just said catalog, but that's just me.
Yeah, that too. So. I'm not good at like hating on actors, and I was thinking like who was the last actor that I want to see. So I started to Google actor with the worst, and then what do you think the autofill was? It was actor with the worst breath. And then I got sidetracked.
Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah. So apparently the actor with the worst breath is Ben Affleck.
Oh. Wow.
He smoked a lot of fucking
cigarettes.
Dude,
I swear to God, I thought you were going to say the actor with the worst movies was Ben Affleck. I swear to God, that's what was in my head.
I like Ben Affleck.
Oh, I started to like him. He got badass during The Town, and then he started, I think he does a good Batman. But anything before that, I couldn't fuck with Ben Affleck.
I like me some Ben Affleck. You want to hear who else has the worst breath?
Yes.
All right. Britney Spears.
This makes sense.
Lamar Odom.
Makes sense.
I feel like Britney Spears Hollywood. Does a lot of uppers, so she has like a dry mouth.
Yeah, her tongue is stuck to her roof
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, she
so
does like a lot of Adderall and shit just like to, you know, keep
and the
peppy.
Bitch smokes cigarettes too, so.
That's true, yeah. Good. So just dry.
I'm a fan of all these people, but I agree with everything you're saying.
Me too. So Britney's fantastic.
Yeah. Ben, yeah, I think he's great, but he smokes a lot of cigs and he drinks a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, his breath is fucked up.
It's also like, who's saying this?
But he got a lot of bitches.
You could catch someone on a wrong day where they have the skankiest breath. Yeah. And then, like, the next day, they could have better breath too. Now, who knows? Maybe they do have the worst breath. I don't know. But all I'm saying is,
I think acting might be hard too, because you got to be all up close to somebody. Yeah. Like, I don't think you know how bad your breath is until you got to be an actor, do the same scene 2 feet away from somebody's face, you know, 30 times in a row.
Your breath is bad when the motherfuckers say, yo, your breath stink. Like, it takes a lot for somebody to say, yo, your breath stink, yo.
You need to be considerate and put down the Dunkin' Donuts coffee and pop a mint if you know you're going to be in close proximity with somebody.
Hey,
like
Ben,
that.
I'm all
up. But if you're an actor, you can't have a mint in your mouth.
Before the scene, I mean.
Oh, you suck on it, then you spit it out, and you go?
Yeah.
Sucking on
ass.
That's
my message. Can we get to CG's favorite? What would your actor be? And then we'll do
but
the worst.
My actress would be Charlize Theron. Ooh. She's great.
Oh, I love her, too.
Yeah.
She's African-American, y'all.
Yeah.
That's true. South African-American.
Mm-hmm. It counts.
I'm going to go with Man. I think I got to fuck with Tom Cruise, man.
That's a good choice.
It's a great choice.
Wow.
Solid Cruise choice
movies,
there.
You got Far and Away. You got the Mission Impossible. Yo, Far and Away.
I like that you lead with Far and Away.
He fucking badass in Far and Away. And it's a love story. It's got everything. Anyway, he's good at action. Motherfucker is aggressively focused.
Yeah, he is. What was that? John. What was that movie? He was the
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Reacher, yeah, yeah. So
in that movie, he was a young bull getting all that ass when he opened a brothel in his house.
Risky business.
Fucking yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. You got like spanning the decades. Top Gun, you know, like. So yeah, I'm gonna say Tom Cruise. He always got me hype, and I love those Mission Impossibles. He's just a badass. He'd do all his own stunts.
Good call.
I fucks with that. Good so, call. And then as far as a woman. Or maybe let's go with just the worst. A woman, I don't know.
You don't have to pick a woman if it doesn't come to mind. Pick your worst. I already have my worst. I'm excited.
I guess
to share.
As a dude, you kind of identify with another dude actor. So when I'm trying to think of like what woman do I love all her movies?
They make movies for men. It's not us being sexist. It's Hollywood. Like there's not a lot Meryl of awesome female
I hate to say
movies.
This shit, but Meryl Streep, I fuck with her.
Yeah.
She makes some good fucking movies.
Yeah.
She's great.
Oh, what about Margot Robbie?
Hold the
fuck. Oh, yeah. I can watch her all.
That's who I thought you were going to say.
I love her too. All
right. She's let great. Me say.
You know who the worst women. Is, though? The worst is fucking J-Lo. I can't stand her fucking music
her movies,
or her fucking movies.
Her movies
they
are
all
terrible.
Fucking that's true.
Oh, I like
but
J-Lo.
She got energy, right? Over the I will years. Say yeah. She's got big dick energy, right? But she can't fucking sing and she can't fucking act. She can dance her ass off. She can. She can't hit the tunes. Like I'm like, yo, she's the fucking worst.
Oh no! I picked then because J Lo. I'd say if I had to be on a desert island with all J Lo movies, I'd off myself.
She's like
I don't
cheerleader
know. I'd figure out a way
with the over the top pep, like the cheerleader that everybody's like, all right, sit your fucking goofy.
I'm
ass
still
now.
A fan, except for all the fur she wears. I have to pick my worst one.
Wait,
no.
My woman.
Oh,
is Michelle Rodriguez. All I can think
she's a
of
badass.
Is the movie SWAT and the movie Avatar, but she's fucking awesome in both, and she's in Lost, and in Lost, the, you know, epic TV show.
Fuck Lost, too.
She's the shit. Yeah. She's the shit in Lost, too. She's a badass. So let me say hers, even though her portfolio, I feel like she has some others that I'm not thinking of. Even though
it's
her
cinematography. What is it, John? It's not portfolio. What is it?
Filmography.
Okay,
I want to wrap this segment up in a sec.
That movie was awesome. Really nice romantic comedy.
So, worst, I'm going to say whoever's Mr. Bean. Those Mr.
Rowan
Bean
Atkinson.
Movies.
Insane.
I don't know who's digging on them.
They are fucking horrible.
They're
horrible.
So they are bad. Horrible. So if I had to watch like those Mr. Bean movies, because there's a lot of them, I would rather take a nice swim into water off a bridge.
Listen, Hans, you guys know Hans.
Yes.
Should I say his full name? No, I shouldn't on the podcast. Hans used to show me that Mr. Bean shit. And Hans was funny as shit. And I don't know how he was feeling it. It was just, that was the worst thing I ever saw some British comedy. He doesn't talk. He don't even talk.
No, the motherfucker.
The whole time.
No, I can't with that.
And it's like a blockbuster.
Oh, and my
Britain.
B, yeah. My B guy. Shout out to Sam Jackson, man. Samuel L. Jackson. It's Sam to me. Sam Jackson. His fucking catalog, portfolio.
Shit.
Filmography.
Yeah. Filmography is fucking dope. I love that. He was even Coming to America, so I still get that.
I think you fucked us up because the two people you chose have like 1,000 watchable movies. Mm. Like
I would have said Tom Hanks, though. That's my motherfucking guy.
Well, Tom Hanks and Leo, to me, are the... But it's like, I didn't want to...
And you know what?
We've all had
and Denzel
choices.
Also. Like, these
shout
guys
out to Michael J. Fox. That's my fucking guy, too.
Aw, yeah.
I also would say Matt Damon. Like, it may be obvious, but if you look at all of his movies, he actually has more bangers than you even realize.
Matt Damon?
Yeah. Matt Damon's great. But
let's get to the Bourne, who we wouldn't want.
The Bourne series alone is the shit. And then Good Will Hunting is a good movie.
The Informant, The Martian. The Informant's great. The Martian's great.
Okay, we're moving on to the person we don't, and then we're moving on to the last topic.
Fine. I'm going to say Tom Hiddleston. I don't fuck with all those superhero movies, so I don't know. Maybe he's good in it.
Wait. Who? What superhero is
Loki?
Oh, he's Loki?
Yeah.
Loki's the shit.
Maybe.
I love it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I remember the show that he was on AMC a few years ago before he became like a name actor. But he was the lead of the show called The Night Manager. And I'm not one of these guys that would ever say like, oh, this is too slow, because I always feel like that's what stupid people say when they watch something. It's like, this shit was so slow, nothing happened the whole time, and I just ended up getting so mad at him. And in every third scene, he's just walking around with his shirt off, and it seemed like every male and female character just wanted to fuck him. And by the end, I got like 3 episodes in, and I just hated him and decided I don't want to see any of his movies either.
Well, works, I do like that actor, but now you pick the last person you'd ever want to have to watch their movies, other movies, unless you can't think of one.
I mean,
I
said fucking J-Lo. That bitch J-Lo is the fucking
That's
worst.
A great answer.
I'm going to go with The Rock.
Oh.
The Rock? I kind of like The Rock.
I mean, no. Listen, action
The rundown's
movies,
great.
There's a lot of action. There's a lot of action in his movies and stuff like that, but I can't take him seriously as like an actor. So
I feel you. He is kind of like the guy J-Lo. Motherfucker is.
Like he's Diesel and shit.
It's like he's way too fucking serious about this shit. And you're not that good at it.
I think he's probably like the most likable person in the
Respect
whole world.
Respect the hustle.
Like, and then is really hardworking dude. And so he gets parts. Like he's friends with everybody and he gets all the parts and like, you know, he was awesome when he was in pro wrestling. He was the shit when he was The Rock in pro wrestling.
His best movie probably was Moana. Like, he was great in that. And I didn't have to see his face.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that.
But, like, his faces are just ridiculous. His faces in the movies are fucking ridiculous. So he's not really, he's overacting to me. So, like, I do have trouble watching Rock movies.
Aww. Yeah, that's the J-Lo. Overacting, over-singing. Like, bitch, you can't sing.
To tie it back, you just said Moana. There should be a Pixar movie nominated for Best Picture every year. If you really want it to be about the movie that defines the year, Encanto was the movie last year.
It was
year.
Great. It was like, and it's for everybody, too.
Everywhere
it's for
you
your kids.
Go, you're
you
just
don't know
the soundtrack.
About Bruno. No.
Now I want to see it. I have no idea what the fuck it is. But listen to Justin sing it right now and do that face that he just did. I want to watch it
a thousand times.
It looked like
came
so
out
much
my
joy.
Kids, I was like, oh. And then I was like, this shit is fucking great.
The soundtrack's wall-to-wall bangers.
It's great. Yeah. What's the guy's name? The guy who...
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
That motherfucker's a genius.
Yeah. But and he did shit, Moana soundtrack, too.
All his shit sounds the same. I could tell him, like, yes, that. Yes,
you know.
Our last topic, I'm going to ask because... You guys have kids. Because you have kids, do you have to have quiet sex?
Finally, a goddamn topic.
You know what? You are rude.
I'm sorry,
and
baby,
hurtful.
Baby. You are the greatest.
Welcome to the Quiet Storm with Tony Brown. We're about to get sexy, y'all.
So
I didn't realize how many people were having quiet sex at this. I took a time out from life for a few years, if you guys didn't know. When I came back. Out. I took a little time out from life. When I came back, I have quiet sex once or twice, and then I find out that's all the sex people are having these days.
Well, let me ask.
But they have to because of the kids. And when you try to have quiet sex, everything makes a noise. Everything. The noises from sex are just so...
I'm going to give you a tip about if you do want to have quiet sex, you got to... Make sure, like, nothing's touching the bed. Like, the side table can't be touching the bed. Because all that shit is going to make some fuck. Like, all that, everything got to be away from the bed. Or you got to get your ass on the floor.
I'm talking
it's
about
either quiet
even,
sex on the floor
even
or everything away from the bed.
Well, hold on.
Annihilate all the slapping noises. Even if you get rid of them completely, then you have the screeching noises.
Slapping noises.
It's macaroni in the pot. It's macaroni
in the
pot.
That's what I'm saying. There's no noise that's not recognizable, and so it's fucking impossible.
Okay. John,
I'm uniquely qualified to discuss this because I live in the top floor, the third floor of a house. It's a loft. It's a converted loft. I do not have a door. So you walk up the stairs. Hi, it's your mom and dad having sex. So
do you get caught a lot?
Never been caught.
That's great.
Never been caught as far as I know. But we basically, unless we're in a hotel, we have quiet sex. And meanwhile, I'm so used to it that when I'm like in a hotel or we have the night away,
you're still quiet.
When no,
is there a bathroom up there?
Wife will, yeah.
Okay, I'm about to say.
Wife will start making noise. I'm like, have you lost your fucking mind? And then I realize, like, oh, this is what sex would be like.
Why are you talking?
Yeah, like what things are like she starts to make noise, and I'm like, really? Oh, aggressive. Okay, right. So I don't know.
What are you losing your shit right now?
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit, who are you performing for? This is really, just, I appreciate
it's
still
me. It's me. It's me.
Baby, baby, snap out of it.
You're not even looking me in my eyes right now.
Oh my God, who was that?
So you know what she's amazing at too? Is when we're in bed, like she knows how to like position to make the noise stop. Like there will be noises, and she'll be like, she'll like grab a wall.
Brace.
She'll exactly. grab and something. And then the noises are gone. And then the noise is gone. She's like, she'll nod like, come on, keep bringing it.
Let's go,
like,
Poppy. You doing that. Yeah, Poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy.
So she's, I mean, she's very crafty. She's very resourceful that way.
I mean, with the kids, you got to kind of try, man. But I'm like, this is my fucking house.
That's the spirit.
This is my fucking house. Door is fucking locked. Fuck that. I ain't. Yes, but
you have young kids pretty, like, the two, sometimes you have older kids in the house, yes. But I feel like when kids are young, they go to bed really early.
Yeah, they are knocked the fuck out.
I feel like they probably can't hear you even if you're being loud.
My kids are knocked the fuck out. So the only time I have to have quiet sex is when I'm, like, at my in-laws, and I'm like, and these motherfuckers don't knock on the door. The door could be fucking locked. It's like, you lucky you didn't walk in and see the Chocolate Thunder. Like, you lucky that we was actually watching Netflix and not fucking chilling. Like,
you would have
lost your shit. You would have been like, oh my gosh, Rebecca. I'm sorry, baby. I shouldn't have said your name.
It's okay.
Everybody knows who you are, though.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, these motherfuckers don't even knock on. I hope they walk in. See this shit going down. They gonna learn how to fucking knock on doors.
They're gonna be a lot more respectful next time.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, like,
Justin. Good to see you. Come down for dinner. You're gonna sit at the head of the table.
You've earned this spot, son.
So Siege, when
you get the big piece of salmon.
Big piece of salmon. Siege, what I want to know is, because this seems to bother you a lot. Do you want to make noise?
Bro, the shit's just noisy. I'm a big person. I don't have great coordination. I'm a noisy, stompy motherfucker just in life, in general. So, like, you tell me to be quiet with anything is hard. It's hard to do.
Well, sex is supposed to be it's supposed to be noisy, messy, and, you know.
If I'm going to have any skill at all. It's supposed to be kind of ashamed
when you're done. Kind of like, can't believe we did this.
Like, there is
that shit was good, though, right?
Some shame involved, though.
Should be slightly ashamed, like,
Yeah, well, there's a little bit of next morning stuff. Like, we're gonna act normal now because
we did some crazy shit last night, right? Yeah,
that's cool. Okay.
Well, I had a roommate like a few years ago.
Why am I wearing your panties?
And he made noise, and I heard him across the hall. And I was never a noisemaker myself, anyway. But it definitely fucked me up. Like, ew, that's so gross, hearing man noises. And like, now I think I have in my head, like, I can't make noises. That's disgusting. Because like, I heard it, and I don't like it. Like,
quiet sex seems gross to me. It's just like, don't. And then you get there.
You're kind of holding your breath.
Yeah,
you
like. And then you hear all the noises. Then you really hear all the noises. It's like, now you hear everything. Like, and it's like, yo, what the fuck?
Yo, that's exactly what I'm
saying. It's like, maybe he hears, maybe they hear that shit.
All right.
Maybe we should just talk. Just turn the fucking TV up.
You guys are talking about having sex like you're at overnight camp and other campers are in your bunk. Like, that's not the kind of sex I have. Like, that, just to make it clear for
I feel like it is.
Just to let motherfuckers know, John be putting that shit down.
I put the shit down, like moderately, respectfully. Quietly.
Moderately quietly with certain amount of respect.
Yeah. No, decorum.
But no. All right, so John, you're more talking about like being vocal, like with your mouth.
I had
like I'm talking
vocal,
like,
with your mouth.
That's why I like to be vocal.
Because I'm trying to think, like, no.
Whose dick is this?
Because I just think the shit is noisy.
It's my dick.
There's just, it's noisy. There's beds rocking and there's things creaking and right. there's slapping noises and shit like that. That's more what I'm talking about when you have to cut that all out. Mm. Like, what the fuck?
Wait, John, are you a talker? But,
no, I mean, no, back in the day, was like, back no. in the day, if I was drunk, like, yeah, I would do some talking.
Like, what would
what
it
would
sound
you say?
Like?
What would I say?
Just an example.
I remember. All right, so
we
I
know
was
that Newman says, "Yeah, whose dick is this?"
I say some shit sometimes. Whose dick is this? I don't even know what I'm saying half the time.
It's daddy's dick.
Certain.
Like, what do you say? What the fuck did you just say? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Never mind. Let's just do this.
Now I'll do some talking with like by slapping. It's like my talking now. But like back in the day,
that's I talk with
when
my
I
hands
was
like that.
In yeah when I was like in college, I had like my intramural basketball jersey over my bed for whatever reason. I threw out a couple like. Like, what number am I? Like, I don't, like, weird shit.
Yes.
I just, like,
17.
Just to amuse
fuck
myself.
Right. 17.
Copster number 9.
Intramural. You didn't even have to make nine. That team. Your parents just paid a little money to the county.
Nine means a lot in here. I'm giving you all these 9 inches.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because, no, I do want them to know. So I let out some man moans because I do want them to know.
That you're enjoying it, right?
Doing
you're
good
doing
job.
A good job.
Yeah. How else are they job. Supposed to know?
Dude, that's revolting. Yeah. A man moan is revolting. I listened to a night of man moans one time, and the next
right
I was like, you're fucking disgusting, ooh, by yeah. the way.
You didn't hear the
I
right one.
I mean,
once,
if it's over the top, it's the same thing at lifting at the gym, right? Yeah. If there are normal sounds like, okay, here's like a normal sound of a dude lifting, like, like a bit, right? But if you're like, like if you're like that guy that's like, like, no. Like, you need to stop. You need to chill. Take a lesson.
That's disturbing, man.
Not even doing nothing. Not even doing nothing, motherfucker.
That is the sound I make when I finish.
I used to like, when I was younger, though, like back in like my 20s and shit, I used to want to make sure there was a mirror there, and then I'd be talking to myself in the mirror like, yeah, you fucking...
Okay. You go American Psycho on it?
You
oh, really?
Look at you doing like pose, doing a strongman pose, Superman pose.
That's actually right. pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I was ever cool enough to actually do that.
I never had a but mirror like set up opposite my bed like that.
Try it. You'll enjoy it.
I don't know if I would. I'm like,
look yourself and look yourself deep into your soul when you're your most wild man, and you'll be like,
I'm like, nobody should be having sex with you. You know, like at this point, now I'm
getting we're back to soft penis. But,
well, you guys,
but as far as making noise vocally, I think it's important sometimes. I think she's supposed to know sometimes that she's doing a good job.
You got
to
give her
otherwise.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like
you never do.
I don't mind.
What level
moan.
Of flex do you put on when you're done and you like walk to the bathroom?
He's normally in a daze because I put it down so hard.
Nice.
She's no, that is true. It's like, you know, like in cartoons where they show the thing like flying around.
The birds.
Yeah. It's kind of like that afterwards.
He's a little dazed after.
So I don't
you get
know.
Knocked stupid.
And no, and I feel better because I still have full boner going on when I'm walking in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's very different than if I'm walking by a soft penis. Then I got full flex on the muscles to make up for soft penis. But if I got a full erection, I'm walking by pretty comfortable.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm walking by like I just was fucking Mick Jagger and rocked a fucking 4-hour concert.
I don't do all and that. Like, I didn't.
I do had a little like, turn around and look at her. Fucking right. You want some water? Want some Gatorade? Right.
I never get offered Gatorade. Yeah. Gatorade. You're water. Replenishing you electrolytes
she,
over
you
there?
Need, yeah, you need some water. I'm going to get you some water, babe. Here's a nice. Here, I just ran this washcloth under hot water. Hey, you take that hot washcloth. I'll be right back with your Gatorade.
Oh shit, you're such a better man than me and John.
I want you to edit all this out. This is all, none of this is going in.
This is why, I think it's why he probably has had like 5 times as many partners as we've had.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's how you treat a lady.
I thought you were going to be like, what the fuck? But you were like, yeah, that's fair, yes. Yeah.
No, that's why I'm upset. You make good points.
That's how you treat a lady. It's a hot rag. And I'm going to get you some Gatorade.
That's nice.
You think that's classier than the wad of toilet
depends
paper?
Depends on the color and flavor of the Gatorade.
Like
we have
like,
discount paper like towels that are in the bathroom. And you give her the remote or anything.
Baby, I need Gatorade.
And you give her the remote too. Like, here's the remote.
This is the problem. We have Gatorade mix. It's the powder. I ain't doing all that.
Nah, you gotta
mix you up. I
ain't doing that shit either.
That's for making a fucking half pound.
This is what you do. Like,
you're walking into the room with your soft penis next to the Gatorade in the class. That's hilarious.
Because now it's soft. It's like, yo, you fucking want, had to go like, make the game.
Baby, you want some Tang? Want some Tang? I'll make some Tang.
That's why.
Here's my t-shirt that I just wore all day. Here, clean yourself up with that.
Putin Tang.
Putin Tang.
We got the Gatorade Blue Frost, but it's a can of powder. So like,
I didn't know that they still.
I'm trying to get into all that shit,
guys.
That's for my lunch at work.
You are romantic. Thank you, CG.
Thanks, baby.
We're gonna be wrapping it up. I would like to say first, before we wrap it up and go, so you guys can plug whatever you want. I have a show coming up where I'm headlining in Westover, PA. Near King of Prussia,
mm-hmm.
at Soul Joel's in Westover, April 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets at souljoels.com.
Shit's going to be off the hook.
My son, Shane Sudia, will be on the show. So, yes, please get tickets and come see me headline. Thank you. Now, Koppel.
Thank you for having me. I don't have anything to plug. I'm just happy to be here. I love
Peaks
you guys.
Peaks Podcast, yeah. On Instagram.
Yeah, listen to Peaks. Peaks Podcast. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts.
That's P-E-A-K-S.
Correct.
Peaks Podcast.
I think it's Peaks _ podcast on
Instagram.
That's
on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
Okay. Newman?
I just want to plug this sexy voice and say you all have a good night out there. And thanks for having me on. And go see Kate on April 9th at Soul Joe's. And
that's the voice of a man.
Go listen to...
who pours Gatorade for his women.
Peaks Podcast. And... you know, keep an eye out for your fellow man. Love one another.
God damn, that was smooth.
That was yeah, that was great.
That was so smooth.
You almost made these two men moan. Oh, sorry. I didn't. Anyway, thank you.
You just made it gay.
I want to play my song so bad.
I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com. And... bye.
Thanks, y'all.
Peace.